This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples and joined here today by Manhattan Ogden USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Jardine Coleman. Thank you guys for being here today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
You guys have a it's the last day of the semester here. Hard to believe already, December 19th. But how would you rate this semester so far for the school district?
A+.
First, I'll say lightning fast. I can't believe how quickly the semesters go. But we've had a good semester. You know, not to say we haven't had our bumps, but we've had a lot of good positive big things happen for our district. Some very impactful things.
Absolutely.
It definitely has been an active semester here for you guys. Obviously, the passing of the bond here, which we'll get into a little bit later on here, but that's probably the major highlight of the semester.
Yeah, district-wide, absolutely. Yes. And just even individual buildings have been doing some really cool things, lots of great community partnerships, and just we're really excited for the end of the semester to wind down, but we've done some awesome things this fall.
All right. Yeah, I know kids are looking forward to it. This is always a fun time of year to look forward to. But looking into tonight's meeting here, you'll have, you'll have get underway at 5 o'clock tonight, and then the actual bulk of the meeting starts at 6:30.
Yeah, we've got our legislative work session. This is something we do on a regular basis, usually annually, is invite our local representatives to come in and visit with the school board. Gives them an opportunity to kind of say, this is what we anticipate happening during the session. Here are some big things that could be coming. Gives our board an opportunity to speak in where our perspectives are on a lot of those issues, as well as this is something you might want to look into.
Yeah, we were able to sort of submit our questions to our board president, and so we're going to be asking lots of questions about school finance, about mental health in schools, about school safety. So we're just looking forward to hearing, for them to hear our questions and our concerns for Manhattan Ogden, and then hopefully they can take those concerns to Topeka and make some good changes.
Yeah, obviously school funding going to be another topic here in that legislative session, and maybe, who knows, maybe this is the year that finally gets resolved. I know a lot of people are hoping for that.
Yeah, you know, they're close. They're very, very close. And from what I've seen out of the consensus revenues, it looks like they've got the money to be able to pull it off. I've heard some dissenting voices on that from leadership in the House and Senate. So that's I'm sure that'll be part of our conversation tonight, because if you want to get it out of the courts, you're one step away.
All right. So that'll be coming up first here. Let's get into your regular meeting, which starts at 6:30, and always kind of nice to do the special recognition here. So who are we recognizing here tonight?
I'm not sure if we have any special recognition. Oh. I'm looking through my packet. I'm sorry.
Otherwise, we can move on down to the donations here that you guys have received.
Yeah, I have those pulled up. Well, I did. So we are going to be just recognizing a $29,327 cash donation from Marlette Elementary PTO for playground equipment, and also a $5,332 cash donation from Lee Elementary PTO for Lee Elementary iPads. So that's a total of over $34,000 in donations. And we could not do near as much as we are able to do for our kids without those donations. So we are always so appreciative and happy to shout out those groups.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's a lot of technology going to be funded for those schools right there. Yeah,
absolutely.
And it seems like a pretty light list compared to what we usually have, and it's still $35,000.
Mm-hmm.
Our community is amazing. They truly are. Yeah, and we didn't have any special recognitions. It's kind of hard once school's out today. This is the last day school's in session to rope people in to come to an evening meeting to be recognized. So I think we've got some recognitions pushed back to January.
All right. Well, probably, everyone's antsy to get going here on break here. So the agenda is a little lighter here tonight. But
I'm not sure why, Brandon. I'm not sure why people think that's a necessity to go to go into break.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you guys will be looking forward to here tonight. I know Jardine has a discussion that she's going to be presenting.
Early December, me and almost all the other school board members had an opportunity to attend the Kansas Association of School Boards annual conference in Kansas City. And one of the sessions that we attended was focused on the policies and protections that have been implemented in Topeka School District, USD 501, that protect transgender students. And so I thought that that's an important enough topic that we need to get that on our agenda to look at what are we doing and what are some changes that we need to make to protect that population of students.
This is something I've noticed a lot more schools are getting more sensitive to this issue here as it gets more aware here in the news and in the media here.
Yeah, absolutely. There are still some unknowns as far as some federal guidelines, but there are lots of examples of individual school districts across the country that have made some changes. And so we'll be looking at what have some of those other districts done and then also what's happening right here in Kansas.
Is there a population of transgender students here in our district?
There is, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they are there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Other new business here tonight. Eric, I know you're going to be talking about property acquisition.
Yes, I've got a kind of big deal with property acquisition now. I just want to make clear that this has nothing to do with the bond issue. This is about future projects, but we're looking into acquiring about 50 acres of property slated for a secondary school potentially down the line for us out in Pottawatomie County, the eastern portion of our district. So the district from time to time always is looking for property interest and property options for the future. A lot of times we'll hold that property for several years before we do put a building up on it. So we're just trying to be prudent and taking advantage of opportunities when they come to us.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it that sort of in your considerations you laid out that we've owned land in different parts of Manhattan for a long time that we are future planning for. Some of those are going to be used in this current bond issue, and some of those have not necessarily been identified as how they're going to be used. But mm-hmm. So this is a practice that we've done for a long time.
Yeah, we still hold some property over on Amherst and Wreath along there. So that's slated for an elementary school someday. And with the growth going on in that community, I can see that potentially if our population trends continue the way they have and the way they're projected to. We'll need both of those.
Mm-hmm. And that property would maybe someday house a high school or middle school?
I left it as a middle school, or it's the size of a middle school, a high school. It's approximately the same size as West Campus and Bishop Stadium, where the district owns property at Seco Park. So it's about 50 acres. And so our middle school properties are probably around 35, 38 acres. So it's a little bit bigger than the middle schools. So I try to be flexible. I don't want to target anybody into anything, but our facilities plan and our population study kind of targeted there might be a need for a middle school within about the 10 to 15 year range. So that's part of the planning, but if a second high school came in to play, that's also possible as well.
Yeah. Well, good job to be proactive there.
I never want to handcuff people in the future. And I always, I know people like to nail it down on what the plan for. Well, the plan is for what we need in the future that we are unsure about. So we're trying to keep it as very flexible and open as we can.
All right. Well, why don't we take a quick break here? We'll come back and have more with USD 383, Manhattan Ogden Schools, when we return on News Radio KMAN.
Spent locally today help build a better community for tomorrow.
Baskin Robbins.